either your live show or your music. What do you think it is about your acts that stands out from the rest of the scene?
A couple of things. One, it's a female-led band, and it's not even just like, oh, this is a band. It's like it's Julianne Q in the band. And two is that it's piano-led. But at the same time, it's not even that like, oh, it's just a Julianne Q show. It's very much like Julianne Q and the amazing talents behind me, like the incredible guys who literally make my music come to life, and without whom the music would sound very, very different and not nearly rock and roll. From a sound standpoint, the thing that I bring to the Chicago scene that I think I bring in general is I bring soul. Like, I bring, a very kind of almost crooning and yet rough kind of soulful sound where, like, I'll be kind of crooning and waving through it, and all of a sudden I'll give you that rock and screeching wail. So I know how to kind of get people in to feel that with me.
I will definitely say that's true. Just from the little bit that I got to experience, that one show that you guys played was very fun. And I see a lot of bands that are very focused on like just the front man or the front woman or whatever, and you never get a feeling of the entire band. But what was really cool about yours was that the entire band got to shine, and it was just a really musical and fun experience.
Well, first of all, thank you for everything that you just said. I really, really appreciate that, and I appreciate that you noticed that, because I do, I do, I really do believe in showcasing my band. I really do believe in giving everybody their moments to shine, because, like, yes, it's my music. Yes, it's Julianne Q and the band. Like, yes, I'm the front woman. However, my music would not be what it is without those guys, and I don't want to let that credit slide. Like, I have an amazing guitarist in Ricky. Why wouldn't I let him do a guitar solo? I have, an amazing singer and drummer with Jeff. Why wouldn't I let him sing harmonies with me? I have an amazing bassist in Jenny because he can do, again, like, really insane finger picking on the neck of the bass. Why wouldn't I, like, showcase that? Why wouldn't I? Like, it makes my music sound better. It makes the entire show look and sound and feel better. Like, why wouldn't I? Like, it's not just about me. It's about the band that I'm playing with. It's about the music that we're all creating together. It's about the feeling that we're creating in that moment, in that show, in that song. So, I mean, like I said, it's a team effort that's led by me. It's led by Julianne Q. It's led by my music. But it is absolutely a band and a team effort.
Very cool. And with all that being said, is there a way that you keep the chemistry going so no one ever steps over each other's toes or anything?
Yeah, I mean, we have a, there is an understanding, I think it's kind of understanding that, like, I'm the leader of the band, it is Julianne Q in the band. At the same time, like, if they've ever asked for a cover, I've listened. If they ever say, hey, what if you try something like this? I listen, and I definitely give it a shot. Like, anytime they got a suggestion, I give it a shot. I hear them out, because four musicians are better than one. Four writers are better than one, so in that sense, like, yeah, I definitely absolutely make them, at least try to make them feel included, like when we're kind of developing how a song is going to sound. Like, I remember recently, a song that's not on the album, it'll be on the next release that I do. I wasn't quite, I was about 90% with it. And, Jeff was like, well, what if we did this? So we tried it, and I said, okay, that could work. Or what if we tried this? Maybe not. But, like, my point is, I always give them a voice. I always give them a voice. Ultimately, it's my call. Ultimately, it's my song. But I will always give them a voice.
Very cool. And that actually kind of leads into my next question. You
Perfect.
mentioned some songs that weren't on this release but are potentially things for the future. What are the next things that you're working on?
Yeah, so the next things that we're working on, honestly, is just kind of some time to write. Because as amazing and I'm proud of the music on this album that I am, I really haven't written much. I haven't had a lot of creative energy to write. And a lot of that is because, it's what comes with being a DIY indie musician. You're always marketing, you're always booking, you're always promoting, you're always networking. Like, you're always doing a gajillion things at once. And then on top of that, you have to be an artist. So what I'm really looking forward to is, like, once the album is out and once I've got more of, like, a solid summer lineup, is just kind of sitting down and being like, all right, let's write. You know, that and, like, I know, you know, Jeff and I have talked about writing together. You know, I've told Ricky and Jimmy, you know, we've discussed about how, like, anytime they want to bring something, let's write together, let's do it. You know, like, I'm definitely open to, like, co-writes and collaboration. So from a writing perspective and from an artist perspective, I'm just really looking forward to that. Kind of the freedom. I'm looking forward to, like, really just sitting down and being like, hey, let's write.
Now, with all of that, do you see your music at all, or just anything you're doing, going in any specific type of direction at all?
Do you mean like career goals or like this album specifically, or?
Yeah, just for the future. So I guess you could say career.
Also, career-wise, you know, what I would love to do is I have a certain checklist of venues in Chicago that I want to play at before I move to LA. You know, like I'm dying to play Martyrs, I'm dying to play Beat Kitchen. I'm dying to eventually play Aragon Ballroom, but that's a little bit farther down the line. So, like, I'm dying to do certain things before I kind of make my mark in Chicago and then move on to LA. 'Cause, you know, LA has the business. So, you know, I see myself moving out there, you know, continuing the music from there. And then eventually, you know, doing what I can to reach more audiences, doing what I can to, you know, empower more people. Reaching more ears so that it can kind of empower people to say, hey, look, like this girl. So, a little bit about me. I was a theater major in college. I went to Boston College. I was a theater major, very proud of it. But, and I had kind of trained to be an actor. I went to London for an acting conservatory when I was abroad. I, you know, trained very hard to be an actor. Like, I was going to have a career as an actor. And then, second semester senior year, I kind of had a quarter-life crisis and was like, you know what? No, this isn't my calling. My calling is music. So what I want to do is say, is use my music and use my success to say, you know what? It's not too late to follow your dream. It's not too late to do whatever it is that little voice inside of you is telling you to do. Like, it's not too late, you know? So from a philosophical standpoint, I really want to be able to empower people when they hear my music.
Awesome. And the thing about you doing acting before totally just makes sense with your entire.
Doesn't it just? Am I not like an incredibly theatrical person?
Yeah, it just makes sense with your entire essence as a person and performer. I see it now.
Yeah, right. It all makes sense. Like, and that's kind of the thing. Like, that I'm extremely proud of. Like, I don't want to hide the fact that, like, I was a theater nerd. I literally lived in the theater in at BC. Like, I'm not going to hide that because that's entirely who I am. You know, like, when I was in London, I learned so much about myself, and I learned such a core. I gained a core of strength and a core of confidence that, like, you need in this industry, in the music. And then on top of that, you know, the training that I had vocally absolutely influences how I sing now. Like, when you hear me sing, I have a vibrato, I have a certain element of control. Like, that comes from training. That comes from theater. You know, like, that comes from, like, having to project without a microphone. Like, that just comes from the theater background that I have. You know, and, you know, you've seen me perform. Like, I'm shaking my hair around, I'm dancing with the band, like, I go hardcore into it, I make very strange faces at times. Theater is very much like where all that comes from for me.
Very, very cool. So we mentioned some things that you were aiming for in the distant future, but now about the not so distant future, what are the things that you have planned that are coming up soon?
So, you know, like I said, I have a really awesome album release coming out. That's on April 29th. And after that, in the short-term future, I'm, you know, setting up a schedule for the summer, still get games, still kind of getting in my 10,000 hours, kind of keep jiving with the band. One show that in particular I'm actually really excited about is we just got booked for to play. It's called Rock and Soul. It's a race. I think it's a marathon. It's a race that is sponsored by Summerfest. And with it, we're going to play the marathon. We're going to play for the runners. And with it, we get, you know, two Summerfest tickets. We get to play in front of Summerfest people. So, like, that's one show that I'm really excited for. You know, I'm really looking forward to getting my music out there and thus being able to kind of meet more people at shows, more people with gigs. I have a whole line of merchandise coming out. I have a Julianne Q t-shirt coming, and on the back it says Q Nation. So Q Nation's kind of like the family that, you know, knows and loves Julianne Q music and is kind of all about it and has a great time with it. So the friends, the family, the fans, the band. So kind of really doing more with Q Nation in terms of, like, creating a community and also, like, with the merchandising. So kind of, I guess in the short term, I'm to kind of sum it all up, I'm really looking forward to solidifying my brand, solidifying my community, and fostering and making that community grow even more.
Very, very cool. All right. So I mentioned to you that we like to play one of your songs with our show, and you said that you actually wanted to use one of your new songs that is coming out?
Yeah, so I am really excited because you and I talked about you actually premiering the single that we're gonna release. So pretty much right when your song goes is when it should be up on my website. You can go to julianneqmusic.com and you can get a download of the single there. If you join my email list, then you should be able to get a free download of said song. And the song's going to be called Heroin. So Heroin is basically, you know, it's pretty much about you don't need a man to be strong. You don't need a man to be happy. All you need is yourself.
I am excited to hear that.
Yeah. That was a really fun tune. It's super, like, piano pop. It's just hardcore, like, that. There's definitely a pop in there. The album kind of takes you through pretty much going from pop to kind of a very dark soul to some, like, rock and roll soul, like, just, you know, gritty 70s rock and roll soul. And so Heroin is the lead-off single. It's the lead-off song on the album, so that's kind of starting with that poppy sound, more poppy soul, poppy rock kind of a thing going.
So you kind of mentioned about the mailing list and signing up and everything, but if someone wants to find you online, how would they find you?
Oh, absolutely. So I'm online pretty much any platform you can think of. I have a website, again, julianneqmusic.com. I'm on Facebook under Julianne Q, Instagram and Twitter at Julianne Q Music. I'm on YouTube as Julianne Q Music. On YouTube, I actually release a cover series where every Wednesday, probably like once a month, it's getting to be. I do a series called Wine Wednesdays, where I drink wine and do a cover. And my band and I are going to be doing a couple more of those, like a full-length band thing, which will be cool. Yeah, that's where you can find me.
Very, very fun.
First of all, Maddie, thank you so much for having me. This was super exciting, and I really enjoyed talking to you. And thank you for taking such interest in local music. I see you posting constantly about local bands and local sounds, and which is great for me because I can discover more people. So thank you for that. Otherwise, just I'm really, really thankful for the people who have kind of helped me get here, you know, like my family, my friends, my boyfriend Dave, my band, everyone who makes up Q Nation. And I hope you love what you hear, and check out Julianne Q for the debut album.